Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back to Damien O'Mara now.
Mary, good morning again. Manchester United began their UEFA Europa League campaign last night, playing out a 1-1 draw with FC Twente at Old Trafford. Christian Eriksen gave United the lead in the 35th minute of the game. The Dutch side, however, equalised in the second half. Eriksen himself guilty of softly giving away possession for the equaliser. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland international Troy Parrott scored on what was his European debut. That as AZ Alkmaar won 3-2 at home to Elfsborg. His 74th minute penalty was the game's winning goal. It's his fifth goal in seven appearances this season. Defending champions Liverpool came from behind to beat West Ham 5-1 as they began their Carabao Cup campaign. Liverpool's final two goals came in the 90th and 93rd minutes after West Ham had had Edson Álvarez sent off. Arsenal beat Bolton by the same scoreline in what was a night of landmarks for the club. Manager Mikel Arteta included four academy graduates in his starting lineup. 17-year-old Ethan Wanyeri scored twice. Goalkeeper Jack Porter became the youngest player to ever start a game for the club at just 16 years and 72 days old. He broke the record previously held by Cesc Fabregas. For context, David O'Leary holds the record for Arsenal first team appearances, so there's 17 years, 9 months and 4 days between his first and last games for the club, which is 256 days more than Jack has lived. So congratulations to him, and we hope it's the start of a great career. There's quite a bit of coverage this morning in the papers on the FAI's latest briefing on its football pathways plan. This is the association's strategy to maximise the potential for Irish football. Chief Football Officer Mark Canham spoke of a desire to have all Irish international teams eventually deploy a similar tactical approach. Plans for a third tier within the League of Ireland are also to be examined. It does, however, appear that government funding to support League of Ireland academies has hit somewhat of a stumbling block. A figure of around €10 million annually has been mentioned by the association. With players no longer able to leave for the UK until they turn 18, clubs here have had a bigger demand on their resources. Attempts to seek financing through the European Commission's Brexit Adjustment Reserve were central to the FAI's AGM earlier this month. However, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, yesterday confirmed that negotiations around that fund closed some time ago. Canham, whose job title recently changed from Director of Football, has been speaking with our correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
Now, my role is everything from grassroots to international, so I would say it's more of an evolution of my job and my responsibilities that's broadened over the time I've been in the association, and then in more recent times over the course of last year, having line management responsibility of the head coaches of the senior men's and women's. So really it's just a recognition of the job I've been doing for a period of time as opposed to a sudden change at this point.
Talk to me about the academies then, because you know the plans will hopefully bring about better footballers in the future, more technical footballers, but it's going to cost money, isn't it?
We need investment to do that. The League of Ireland clubs and academies have been working hard over a number of years. A lot of people are doing good work to try and develop players in this country, also in grassroots with clubs and leagues, so a joint effort towards achieving that. But yeah, we do need investment. We're having good, positive conversations with the government. They've got a good understanding of what we're trying to do to develop players between those ages of 14 up into the senior end of the game. So we're positive and optimistic about that investment coming our way to try and supercharge the development of young Irish players, both boys and girls. We know that it's not all on government to do that. We as the association and the game need to make sure we secure investment for our future as well, whilst the government support will be hugely beneficial for us and our academies.
One of the things that was suggested as a potential for funding was the Brexit Adjustment Fund, but that fell on deaf ears as far as government was concerned. How disappointed were you in that?
Brexit's definitely had a real impact. Obviously, as you said, the players could have gone across before, now they can't. I think Evan Ferguson was the last player that probably would have gone across before Brexit. So that conversation that we've had about that fund has been ongoing for a period of time. Obviously, at the AGM, people have heard a bit more about it. So we're looking at different options and different sources of funding through the government to help secure the investment that we want.
Should you have gone to government earlier with this?
I think those conversations have been ongoing for a while, with internally within the association and also with the government. Obviously, that we now know that's not possible. So possibly could have started those conversations earlier, but we now know and there's clarity about where we are now.
Was that a bit of a slap on the wrist, though, from, you know, government to you, saying, you know, you should have made this presentation to us a bit longer? It might have changed the landscape.
All of our conversations with government have been really positive on all areas, academies, all the things we're doing with them. So the government, I would say, and the sports department have got a better and greater understanding of the needs of Irish football more than ever. So we have a really good relationship with them, and we want that to continue moving forwards.
That's Mark Hannum there. Soccer did receive over €41 million in funding through the Community Sports Facilities Fund yesterday. €230 million in all was allocated across 40 sports, which was short of €97 million going to Gaelic Games. Play is underway at the DP World Tour Spanish Open. Shane Lowry has just bogeyed his opening hole. The lead there is at 2 under. Sarah Byrne, Lauren Walsh are both in the field at the French Open later on the Ladies European Tour. World number 3 Mark Allen plays the 19-year-old Belgian Ben Mertens in his third round at Snooker's Ranking British Open today. The Listowel Harvest Festival continues. The feature today is the listed Liam Healy Memorial Lartigue Hurdle. That's underway at 3:30. Trainer Gavin Cromwell even landed the feature race of the meeting yesterday, the Kerry National, in front of over 25,000 spectators. He runs both Macinamillion and Pinot Gris today, the latter of whom ran very well at Galway recently.
He did, ran a belter. I think he probably came on a bit for that run. It wasn't the plan on the day, but he actually took a bit of a blow. So hopefully we have him right now. Two of them look to have a nice chance. They're in good form at home, and I'd be pretty hopeful for the two of them to run well. Yeah.
That card is underway at 2:20, while the Aidan O'Brien trained Monumental Onya is the favourite for the Tattersall Stakes, which is on the card in Newmarket today.